church is not a bunch of grasshoppers. Wofford Baptist Church is a body of Christ put down in this community to tell people about the love of Jesus Christ and hopefully get them in these doors where we can teach them about Jesus Christ, His Savior, our Savior, His death on the cross, how to live a life, how to get baptized. That's what we are. We are not First Baptist grasshoppers. We're Waller Baptist Church. And listen, whether we go or stay, we got to grab that. Because we get a lot, I get a lot of woe is me around here. You get a lot of woe is me around here. We're not grasshoppers. Let's pick a direction and let's go. And let's be giants in the land. Let's tell Waller that Jesus Christ loved them. Let's go into these neighborhoods. Let's go to these new houses. Let's go around and let's not be grasshoppers no matter what direction we pick today. Be strong and courageous, because the world's going to tell you you're a grasshopper. And point number three, guys, I'm finishing it up right now. You need to be strong and courageous when God gives you a big shove. Does anybody like to be shoved? If you look in Numbers, what was God doing? God said, get on out of Israel. Get on to the promised land. Now get in there. And this is what the people of Israel did, because they're like us. When we get shoved, what we like to do is to sidestep the shove, right? And well, look at God go. You know, do you ever sidestep the shove? Does God ever kind of get into your ear and say, you need to do that? You need to teach this? You need to talk to that person? You need to do this kind of thing? And we start feeling that pressure on our back, so we sidestep the shove. I heard this story this week, and I thought it was just a great story. There was a man who owned his own business. He was very wealthy. It was a large corporation, and every year he would have these set of interns, and he would hire two of them. They would intern with him, and then he would hire two of them. And before he hired any of them, he would, on the last day of their internship, he would invite them to his huge mansion. They'd have, you know, this big dinner, and then he would take them into the backyard to his swimming pool. And here's these 20, 30 interns with this owner, and he's telling them, hey, tomorrow I'm going to make the choice of two people I'm going to hire. And he takes them out to the swimming pool, and they look in the swimming pool, and it's full of alligators. And he said, I want to tell you right now, one of the things that I respect more than anything is courage. And he said, every year I'll bring the interns out here, and I will tell them, the one of you that jumps in that pool and swims across, I will sign that contract for their job as soon as you get out the other side. And he just stared at them. And they just stared back, and they looked at those alligators, and nobody moved. The boss, you know, he kind of knew that was going to happen. It happened every year. So he said, well, that's okay. And he turned to walk away, and all of a sudden he heard a splash. And he swung back around, and here goes this young man. He looked like an Olympic swimmer. I mean, he was just cutting it across. In fact, there was time it looked like he was almost running on the water to get to the other side. And he comes out the other side. The boss is just kind of going, there it is. That's the courage I was looking for. He pulls out the contract. He said, young man, what name should I put on this contract? That guy said, I don't care what name you put on that contract. I want to know the name of the guy that pushed me in. We don't like to be pushed. We don't like to be pushed. But God's a pushing God sometimes. And sometimes we come up to a thing, we go, that doesn't look good, God. That's a little bit uncomfortable. And all of a sudden we feel that pressure on our back. And that's what happened with the people of Israel, right? They knew God said, that's your land. They knew they were supposed to go in there and do what God said to do. And they felt that pressure and they sidestepped it. But I want to show you, and we're going to end on this. In Joshua chapter 1, I want you to see, God goes to be strong and courageous, be strong and courageous, be strong and courageous. And what we saw in Numbers, that as God showed them the promised land and they saw what was coming, they felt that push, we had that word, but. But this time, I want you to see the word in verse 10, so. He said, because God is pushing us. It says, so Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go through the camp, tell the people, get your provisions ready, 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go in to take possession of the land your God is giving you for your own. He said, push away, God. He said, I'm going to get everybody else ready for your push right now, and we're going to go. Now, I'm going to end with this. I want y'all to hear me as hard as I can. I love every one of you. I love the ones that kind of agree with me. God's telling us to go out to that land. And I love the people who say, no, we're supposed to stay here. All I'm asking is that Waller Baptist Church, instead of voting on what we see, we vote on what we hear God telling us to do. And you got a pastor that will follow that vote that we're going to take today. And I'm going to say, when we get through in there, whether it's go to the new land or stay here, I'm going to stand up and go, all right, 3 days, guys. You know, we're going to get ready for something, because our church is together and united, and we're not grasshoppers, and we're ready for God to push us into what we're supposed to be in this community. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I just thank you so much for your love and your care for this church. God, for your gentle hand and sometimes just your push. God, today I pray that each of us just listen to you. God, that we just think about what you want. And Father, in all ways, don't let us get into fights. Don't let us get mad. But God, just bring a unified heart at the end of today. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.